Let's see, Mr. I think we just talked about spider webs, and I was going to ask you about kind of tree, the kinds of trees that you have around here.
Well, we have black walnut, cottonwood, willows, elm, some cedars in the mountains. And you have that, out in the sand hills, you have a little scrub oak. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any special word for land where scrubby oak grows?
Well, I call it the sand hill country, generally speaking. Uh-huh.
Is that ever called shinery?
Yeah, that's shinery.
You said walnuts. Now, the nuts from these have the green thing on the outside?
That's right. And then when they it falls off, it pops open in the fall. Uh-huh. When the frost is in the wall, it falls out. Uh-huh. You find those along in the mountains, down on the streams and things like that. Uh-huh. There's not too much of them, many of them, but there's... And there's a few pecan trees, too, along some streams in the mountain.
What do you call that part on the outside of the walnut, the green part?
Well, it's a hull.
And then inside that, the hard part?
That's a shell.
And inside that, the part that you eat?
That's the meat.
Uh-huh. Do you have any sycamores around here?
No, only one that's been set out. There's uh-huh. No native sycamores.
Uh-huh. Cherry trees.
What?
Cherry trees?
Yes, there's cherries around in the orchards and things been uh-huh. set out.
Do you have that vine, the one with three leaves that will make an irritation?
Poison oak?
Uh-huh.
Yes, you have that around in some of the timbers, down on the creeks.
Uh-huh. And if you get in that, the oil will get on your skin and make you...
And it'll form blisters and it'll break out. It's pretty hard to cure. You've got to give uh-huh. you an infection. And it's...
Do you itch from that?
Oh, yeah, you bet. You sure do.
I certainly do. What kind of snakes do you have around here?
Oh, we've got principally bull snakes and rattlesnakes and racers. Mm-hmm. Then around on the creeks, you'll find some copperheads, some cottonmouths, chicken snakes, and once in a while, you find a little garter snake.
Uh-huh. Now, cottonmouths, anything special about these?
They throw up in the mouth, and they're just white like a ball of cotton.
Uh-huh.
And they're poisonous as they can be.
Any special word for land where the brush grows thick?
They call that in that shinner, they call that a shinner country.
Uh-huh.
But now...
I was wondering more about chaparral. Is that a common term?
Well, we don't have too much chaparral in this country, no. Not in this section of the country.
Mm-hmm. What is that? What kind of brush?
Well, I'm not familiar with it. I just don't know.
How about a group of trees out in open country?
Well, you call them a clump of trees or something like that.
And some terms of relationship. If a man and woman are married, then the man is the woman's
husband,
and she is his
wife.
A woman who has lost her husband is a...
She's a widow.
And Mr. Tittle Sr. was your...
Father.
What did you usually call him?
Hughes. Hughes.
And what did you call him when you were a boy?
I called him Dad.
And your mother, what did you usually call her?
Well, she called him Houston.
Uh-huh. And what did you call your mother?
Mother.
Does this seem nutty to you?
How's that?
Does this seem...
No, that's all right. You go right ahead.
Your mother and your father were your...
Parents.
Your father's father was your...
Grandfather.
And what did you call him?